Joining me on the phone is Neil Orford, the president of Defining Moments Canada. He is also the co-founder of the Canadian Historical Education Services Limited, which has incredible courses teaching teachers. He's a retired history teacher himself, a winner of both the Governor General's Ontario Premier's Award for History Teaching. Welcome to the show, Neil.
Good morning, Daniel. It's a pleasure to be on your wonderful show.
A pleasure to hear from you. What an honor. You've received many awards, the 2015 Government of Canada History Award. The list goes on. Numerous articles for major Canadian publications. You're also a regular presenter at conferences and workshops. Tell me, how do you manage it all?
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, I'm retired now, so that really helps.
That helps, certainly.
It does. It does. I have a wonderful team at Defining Moments Canada as well, and we're just so privileged to be able to tell the stories of Canadians to as many audiences as we possibly can. And that's just a privilege each and every day, so we make lots of time for it.
Well, this is fascinating. You have an upcoming trip, and for any of our history buffs out there, anyone who has a bit of a travel bug, wondering where to go this summer, how about this one? Walk in the footsteps of Canadian history, a 13-day tour to the Netherlands and France. That's July 5th to 17th with Defining Moments Canada. And you're the president, you're the founder of this incredible organization. Tell us a little bit about all the excitement. You must be putting a lot of time and energy into this trip now.
Oh, yes, Daniel. We're really excited to be returning to Europe this year. We got back last summer, first time since the pandemic, and That was a great achievement because we were so excited to be honoring the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Netherlands, something we had planned to do, of course, during the pandemic, but we couldn't. So we got back last year to do that. And it was such a success that we decided we're going to go back again this summer and start out in the Netherlands. And by the time we're finished the 13 days, we'll be walking the beaches of Normandy at Juno Beach.
Now, this is not an ordinary, luxurious trip, with a defined itinerary. You are really exploring some of these moments that define who we are as Canadians.
Yeah.
What are some of the impressions of some of the visitors who have been on this trip?
Well, you know, Daniel, it's a remarkable age group that we've got. We have people from their youngest years of sort of teenage right up to people in their 80s. And it strikes everybody differently where they are in their lives. So many people that we've had on our tours have parents who have been veterans and served this country so normally. So I think the things that, you know, the moments that really strike me are when we go to the cemeteries, the war grave cemeteries, which are so beautifully kept in Europe. And individual Canadians just want to tell the stories of their own family experience. And those are moments that are just so rich and really last a lifetime.
For sure. You have, of course, the Battle of Vimy Ridge, which is Canada's most celebrated military victory. People must feel more Canadian, perhaps, after watching, how many people lost their lives. Over 10,000 Canadians were killed and wounded in that assault.
Yes, Daniel. It's really something to be there, and it doesn't matter what the weather is. Canadians are always very quiet when they arrive because it is such an imposing structure. And having the chance to walk the long avenue up to the monument at Vimy. And then we, as Canadians, of course, can tour the tunnels there. And we're led through by young Canadians who are in their formative years, who are learning, speaking both French and English, and able to tell us the stories right there as we walk in the footsteps. But it's also being on the beaches at Normandy and this year we're going to be on the beaches of Dieppe as well, where Canadians, of course, experienced that tragic raid in 1942. And have a chance as well to learn about the Battle of the Scheldt in the Netherlands, which is a battle that Canadians don't know a lot about. And we have a wonderful Dutch historian, Robert Katzberg, who will lead us through 2 days of learning about that battle.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like a life-changing experience. I'm also noticing on the itinerary a few new French destinations you're adding for 2023. Very important. The Canadian forces who helped liberate some of these cities as they made their way to the capital. Verdun, Reims, Rouen.
Yes, we're so excited to be staying in Rouen. which of course is a majestic medieval city, the wonderful Gothic cathedral that is there. Mm. And that was very much on the path of Canadian liberation in 1944. And also spending a little bit of time doing something we've not done before, which is exploring the First World War Western Front around Verdun. And that is such an incredible experience to see it through the eyes of the French as well and learn their stories, because of course we were all allies, but to be able to walk along that Western Front is really, really stunning.
It sounds like an incredible, incredible experience. Now, I'd love to touch upon some of your work as an award-winning teacher. You have not left the classroom in the decades that you have been teaching. Your passion truly shows, even on today's call. Tell us a little bit about your other little baby. That's the Canadian Historical Education Services.
Well, thank you. It's a chance to engage with teachers still. And sometimes students, although most of the time it's working in professional development situations mm-hmm. with teachers of Canadian history, European history, but primarily Canadian history, and just finding new ways, particularly with this wonderful internet tool that we have, to tell stories in a different, highly engaging way to young people and remind them that Canada has this incredible history, a history that's very, very rich, multi-textured, multi-layered, and of course we share it with our Indigenous communities as well. So it's a chance to talk to teachers and sort of work through some new ways to tell those stories.
Terrific. Well, my guest has been Neil Orford, the president of Defining Moments Canada, and there is an incredible trip coming up. To find out more information, contact Karen Leslie at Ellison Travel. I'm going to give the phone number here, 1-800-265-7022. That number once again, 1-800-265-7022, to learn about this exciting itinerary coming up July 5th to the 17th. Walk in the footsteps of Canadian history on a 13-day tour to the Netherlands and France. That's with Defining Moments Canada and Ellison Travel. They also have a website, Ellison Travel. .com, ellison travel.com/defining moments. Thank you, Neil. Thank you for joining me. What a fascinating conversation. Good luck in organizing all the nuances of this tour. It sounds like it's going to be a feat for anyone who
thank you, Daniel.
Who gets in.
It's just been a pleasure. All the best, and we look forward to seeing all the Canadians leaving Canada and having a wonderful time on this tour.
Sounds terrific. Thank you. You have a great, good afternoon.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.